Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. I'm your host, Erica Sococcio, and I am so glad you took a little bit of time to spend with me today. As a child care director, I know you're busy and you don't have a whole lot of time, so I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you. No matter where you're coming from, I'm in little old Rhode Island, and I see our listeners are all over the country, and I am humbly grateful. So today is the third in this week's series about reviews and marketing tips. And as directors, one of our major functions is keeping our centers at full capacity and, of course, maintaining a wait list. And in my experience, many directors have moved up from teaching positions with degrees in the field of ECE, and rightfully so, as much of what we do is education related. But in our day-to-day, there is the business side of running a center, and not all directors have that experience. And a few of you struggle or learn trial by fire, which is why I thought this would be a great topic to focus on this week. And I wanted to give you some helpful tips that you could use right away that weren't super complicated, that could really just help you start to develop your skills in the area of marketing, social media, and where reviews fit into all of this. So, you know, on Monday, the beginning of the week, we talked a little bit about the importance of reviews and how to use them. But I want to just kind of recap a little bit. You know, online reviews have such a significant impact on the success of businesses. And this includes child care centers. You know, parents rely heavily on reviews from other parents when they're making decisions about where to send their children for care. And that's why it's so important that you actively monitor and respond to online reviews. You see, it helps build trust and credibility. And it also shows that we value feedback from the customers and that we're committed to providing excellent service. You see, when potential parents see that you take the time to address both the positive and the negative reviews, it builds that trust and credibility in your center. Also, when you're responding to reviews, you can address any concerns or issues that parents have that may have been raised. And this allows you to improve the overall customer experience at your center. And it does show that you are dedicated to providing the best possible care for their children. Now, of course, it goes without saying, positive reviews can attract new parents to your child care center, while responding to negative reviews might help mitigate any potential danger to your reputation. And I know if you're anything like me, you worked really hard to get a good reputation. And for some of us, a really long time. So you want to really do your best to make sure that you are shown in the best light. So actively engaging with online reviews, you can showcase your strengths of your child care center and ultimately increase enrollment. And of course, responding to online reviews, we know, can also have a positive impact on your search engine optimization efforts. Google and other search engines take into account the frequency and quality of reviews when ranking websites. So before we go any further, you might want to pause this for a second and open up your, you know, another tab and take a look to see where your center ranks. When you type in your center, do you show up on the first page? Do you have the most reviews for child care centers in your area? Or do you see, like, maybe you don't have a lot, but you have good quality, or you see you have a lot and maybe some are good and some are not so good. So take a minute and take a look at that and see where you are at. Oh, wait. Okay. So now that you're back, what did you find? Hopefully you made a list of some of the areas that you're like, wow, you know, we're really excelling here. And then maybe like, oh, what can we do better? And maybe you have a lot of 5-star reviews, which I hope you do. Look at the dates and are they current? If they're not current and they're from a couple years ago, you really want to, you know, kind of brush that up. Because I know when I look at reviews, if they're a little dated, I may not give them as much weight, even if there's a 5-star, than others. So I would make you, you know, really think about when someone's looking, they want to know what's going on in your center right now. So just, you know, keeping on top of that. You know, reviews can have that significant impact on the program's reputation. As I said, it's important to handle them with care and professionalism. So here are some do's and don'ts to keep in mind when responding to online reviews. Do, respond promptly. It's important to address reviews in a timely manner and to show that you value the feedback and that you're committed to improving your child care program. If somebody writes a negative review and you write nothing back, it almost looks like you validate what they say. Also, if somebody took the time to write you a nice review, you want to show them that you're grateful for the time that they took to share that information with the greater community. So it's important that you respond promptly. And I would say, you know, try to get in the same couple of days. Number 2 is you want to thank the reviewer, expressing gratitude for the review, whether it's positive or negative. And yep, I even mean the negative. It shows that you appreciate the time and effort that the reviewer took to share their thoughts. You do want to apologize when necessary, which is tip number 3. If the reviewer had a negative experience, apologize sincerely and offer to address their concerns. This shows that you do take feedback seriously and that you're willing to make things right. And it's okay if you're not perfect. No center is perfect. We're dealing with human beings. Your teachers are human. The parents are human. The children are human, right? We're human beings. So things are going to happen. It's the way that you take accountability for those actions and the way that you promptly solve problems, which are going to make you look like a superstar. Tip number 4 is, do keep responses professional. Maintain a professional tone always in your responses, even if it is a negative review. Avoid getting defensive or engaging in arguments with reviewers. It doesn't make you look good. It almost is more harmful than the review itself. So you always want to thank them again on the negative reviews. Thank you so much for that feedback. We will take that into consideration, or that problem has been addressed and here's how we have done it. We would love for you to come back in, you know, where we can maybe work things out. But you know, you want to be professional, just as you would on the phone, right? Certainly you get phone calls from a parent who, you know, the child lost their lunchbox or their sock or, you know, whatever it is, right? When you talk to them on the phone, certainly I would imagine that you're not going to be confrontational and you're going to listen to their concerns, and then you're going to problem solve together and see what works best for you and the family. So you want to do the same with your online reviews. And tip number 5, do offer solutions. If the reviewer had a bad experience, offer solutions or ways to address their concerns. And this shows that you are proactive and improving your program. Because I don't want to say I love negative feedback, but when we do paper surveys with our parents, I'm always looking for the feedback that isn't, you know, perfect. Because that's the whole reason that you ask for the review, is so you can get that honest feedback to make better choices for your business, the children, your teachers, etc. And also when you do ask for reviews, don't forget about your staff and places that people may look, like Glassdoor. So here's an example. I had a parent who came, and she was a very smart, educated woman who was in management. And she said, you know, Erica, I looked online at your reviews from parents and they were great. But what made me call you is I looked at Glassdoor and Indeed, and I wanted to see what the ratings were from your employees, because I know happy teachers make happy families and happy children. And so I thought, wow, she's right. And luckily our reviews were great there too. But, you know, even think about outside of the parent reviews and the typical places, where else could people be leaving feedback about your program? So that's something to consider. So let's get to the don'ts. Don't ignore reviews. Ignoring reviews, whether positive or negative, can give the impression that you don't care about feedback and you're really not interested in what people have to say, and your way is the only way, and you don't care about improving your program. So you want to make sure that you don't ignore reviews. Now, tip number two, although it's hard, especially if you own the school and you pour your life, your heart, and your soul into it, and I know so many of us do, don't respond emotionally. It's important to remain calm and composed when you are responding to reviews, even if they're negative. Responding emotionally can escalate the situation and reflect poorly on the child care program. Tip number three is don't argue with reviewers. Engaging in arguments with reviewers can damage your program's reputation. Instead, focus on addressing their concerns and finding those solutions. Number four is don't disclose, and this is hard, I've seen it, don't disclose confidential information. Avoid sharing confidential information about children or families in responses to your reviews. Respect privacy and confidentiality at all times. Now, trust me, I know that's really hard because a lot of times when someone writes the negative review, in my experience, unfortunately, not always, but maybe you let the family go because they didn't pay the bill, or maybe you let the child go because of behavior concerns and you couldn't meet the needs of the child. Or it's a disgruntled employee who you let go because they called out for the 80th time in 3 months. and I know you're probably shaking your head, but you know what I'm talking about. But make sure you do not disclose confidential information. That makes families very, very leery. And last but not least, especially in this tech world of AI, don't use canned responses. Personalize your responses to reviews to show that you generally are interested in the feedback and willing to address concerns on an individual basis. I hate spammy type of responses like, thank you so much for your review. You know, we're so glad you love our program. There's nothing personal about it. So if you can and you know the name of the person who left the review, use their name. Again, think about how you would talk with somebody over the phone, and hopefully you're making it, personal and welcoming. To me, that's so important. And I think that that's probably one of the number one things that makes our program special is just how welcoming and friendly we try to be. So that's it for my tips for today. I want to leave you with this. Let's make every moment count with kindness and giggles, because when we focus on the little arts, the big ones will follow. That's it for today on the Child Care Director's Chair.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.